to wash away cobwebs. This page is written to wash us of all the lesser things we live for. It is so easy to become swamped with the cares and riches, sidetracked, self-focused, made less than what we ought be. When we step into the next life, will we look back in shock, sorry for how we allowed ourselves to get blinded and marginalized by the enemy, made small and ineffective, defeated by lesser things? Open hands. Just a note of caution, though I don't live for something, does not mean I do not have or do that thing. The aim of this page is that though you might have these things, they do not have you. The purpose is to shed our hearts of things that grab hold of us and give us wrong reasons for existing. Many of these things are good, but as a reason for existing they are flawed. For example, though I don't live for my family, I love them and serve them to the best of my ability. Not to convict you, but to empower you. This page was not written to make you pull your socks up. It is not about the performance of your heart, for you are not under a law of performance. You already have peace with God through Christ, right now. Though love is a good reason to do things, it is not our guide. The Holy Spirit is our guide and love is our heartbeat. This page is only about motives, not things. The aim of this page is to stir something away down deep that you resonate with, not a having to pressure, but a wanting to desire. I just know one day we might look back and wish, what do I live for? Make this your proclamation. It has been written in the I, rather than the we, for your own proclamation. More stuff? I do not live for material things, houses, cars, boats, planes, toys. I do not live to accumulate these things. These are the things those who are blinded by them live for. These are not my treasures. I do not live to increase my net worth, to fill my barns, to accumulate more wealth. I will not be made small by bigger, faster, better, flasher, more expensive. The riches that this world offers are not enough. What would it profit me? Sure, they are desirable and attractive, but I will not be made small living for such things. I will not be jealous of those who have great wealth or those who honor themselves with extravagance. There is more valuable treasure on the earth than things that rust and mold and thieves break in and steal. I will not live to pamper my ego. I do not live for selfish gain and self-glory. I will not join the ranks of those who don't know when enough is enough. I am content whether I have much or little. Riches are just a tool to serve with. I live to be generous, giving, kind and not withholding. If I do have great riches, they do not have me. If I have nice toys, they are just a tool. They are not my treasure, for this life is more than accumulating riches and chasing wealth. I will not live to be rich, unless it is for the gospel's sake. I will store my treasure in heaven. The good life? I do not live to chase the good life either, to make myself the most comfortable I can, while I am alive. I am a sojourner, a visitor, one who is looking for a city, whose builder and maker is God. I will not be diverted by the pursuit of happiness or comfort. The pleasures of this life are not my treasure, or my goal. I will not spend hours watching television or on the internet, mindlessly feeding my mind. I do not live for entertainment, movies, enjoyment, fun, happiness, holidays, travel or comfort. This is not the reason I am here, therefore I will not be tamed by them. We all hope for a better life. I hope for a better life for them. I set my eyes on eternity and consider all else as dung, that I might obtain him, and run the race set before me. Without a vision, people cast off restraint and wander aimlessly, therefore I will restrain mindless and empty pursuits. What my eyes can see. I do not live to satisfy the lusts of the eyes. They desire to see shapes and sizes, wonders and beauty. The eye is easily tricked to worship the creation rather than the creator, easily tricked by a curve here, a centimeter there, bright lights here, desirable attraction there. What has been seen is very hard to unsee. The eyes want to see, to behold, to soak in and savor. However, the eye will never be satisfied, so I do not live for these eyes. I make my eyes my servant, not my master. I set my eyes on things above, the invisible eternal things. what my body can feel. I do not live to satisfy the craving of this life, and my body's desire to feel, to experience, or its earthly passions. I do not live for the lusts of my flesh, this body's need to experience, to touch, to taste, to handle, to have, to hold, to feel. I do not live for imaginations, fantasy, feelings, emotions, cravings, adrenaline rushes, desires, experiences, yearnings. These feelings will not make me drunk with wine or burning desire. I do not set my life aside to live for or be guided by nice feelings or to chase the next high. This body is my servant, not my master. What I focus on grows, so I will not focus on food, emotion or another feelings of physical pleasure. Though I do not starve my body of these things, I do not live for them. My image? I do not live for my image, or the image of my body. I do not live to be attractive and desirable, sexy, beautiful or in shape. I am not my body, I live in my body. I do not live for fashion, trendiness, or style. I do not live for health, always at the gym so I can be the best that I can be. However, I do choose to keep myself healthy with right foods and exercise, for God wants me to look after the body I live in. Living life to the full? I do not live for the great outdoors, experiencing life, or living life to the full. Though I choose to live life to the full and love the great outdoors, this is not the reason why I exist. It is not about how much life I can cram into my life. If it is all about me, it just becomes pointless vanity. I do not live to find life. He has given me life and I aim to give it away to all I can find. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. He gave me life, that I might enjoy all things. Pursuit of knowledge? I do not live for the pursuit of knowledge, or qualifications, degrees or ever learning. I know knowledge puffs up, so I will make sure my education is purposeful, focused and helpful. Knowledge is power, so I will not use knowledge as a weapon. What does it matter for me to win a discussion? What does it profit me to know more than someone else? I will not live to show others how much I know. I will show people how much I care. I choose to use my knowledge to improve my ability to help. I understand the most dangerous thing in the world is an idea, so I will guard my heart from destructive ideas. Career? I do not live for a career, for a profession. I was not born to just have a life and fill it with the best paying career I could find. I was born for a specific purpose, which may or may not include my career. I will not allow a career to consume me. Like the saying, I do not live to work, I work to live. Whichever job I do, I will live for him. I am in full-time ministry no matter what my career, profession or vocation is, for I am about my Father's business. I do not need to work in a church. I bring the kingdom wherever I go, in whatever I do. He is always with me. Successful? I do not live to say I made it, I achieved, I accomplished, to say I was successful. What good is it climbing the ladder of success, if it is leaning against the wrong wall? The god of success is an idol that this world worships. I do not live to be successful, to achieve, to make it, to arrive. It is not all about me. If I am worse than others, then I also judge myself better than others. This judgment is wrong. We are all equally valuable in spite of what we accomplish or have in this life. I will stop seeing others better than me because of what they have or what they have achieved. I will consider everyone equal, whether they are a king or a beggar. I must have the same mind about this as my Father in heaven. He is no respecter of persons. Others' opinions? I do not live for the opinions of others, of my peers, my critics, my friends. Everybody is somebody's weirdo, so why live for the opinions of others? I do not live to be considered cool, good, right, awesome, significant, honored, valued, loved. These things will not make me compromise. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to all those who will believe. How will they believe unless we tell them? Others' opinions will cause me to shrink back. I do not live for their acceptance. Whether others love me or hate me, it matters not to me. Rather, I will consider my life as dead. My ego is not something to be protected, being of no reputation. In 10,000 years, when I look back at my life, I will think it foolish that I cared what that person's opinion of was. Being fearful and controlled by other people's opinion is a foolish way for me to live life. Cares and fears? I do not live for the cares of this life, worried if I am financially secure or safe. Worried what will happen if this happens or that happens? Fear will not be my guide. I will not allow myself to be crippled by it. Though I will choose wisely not to put myself in harm's way unless instructed to. Rather than live in fear, I will believe my Father, who will supply all my needs, who will never leave me or forsake me. Satisfying the cares of this life is not my purpose or my reason for living. I do not live to just pay the bills, just to get by, put food on the table. I do not live for food that perishes. I do not live to just exist. I live for Him and His glory no matter how mundane or trapped my life is. Competition? I do not live to be better than, or keep up with others, or to be the head and not the tail. These things, that I have or my successes will not serve to give me value, because mine is better than yours, or I am better than you. I have more, my more is faster, stronger, flasher, richer, my things are the best therefore surely I am the best. I will not compensate by having things to prove my value. If I am the head, having a position of authority or wealth of resource then it will be for my king and his kingdom, for love and not for self-gain. I do not compete with others, for in him, I am complete. If I compete it will not be to gain my self-worth, he has already given me immense value, whether I fail at everything or not. Church unity? I do not live to build a ministry, to reach more numbers, to do greater miracles, have bigger offerings, to build a monument or legacy unto my success. Likewise I do not live, to spend all my resources, effort and love locked in four walls of the church. I do not want to join a self-focused glory club, seeking my next God fix, always seeking another touch from God. So busy with church unity, endless conferences, training and teaching, but never really learning, never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Never really reaching out, laying down my life, because the love of God compels me or constrains me. Rather than always building me, I will be an example to others of Christ and His love now, while it is called today. My people? I do not live for my life, my family, my community, my church, my culture, my personal world. I live for everyone equally, all are precious, extremely precious. No matter their ability, race, creed or color. I am born from above, therefore I am not a certain race, creed, culture or nationality of this world. Sure this life, that I now live in, has this legal identity but they are not my heavenly constraints. I will not entrench my identity so much in this earthly life, its culture, the color of my body's skin or my nationality so that it makes me prejudiced. Though I have responsibilities in my family, church, community, or nation, I do not live for them alone. I do not live to be a constructive member of my society. My love causes me to be a constructive member, but it is not my focus, people are. Though I may serve them all continually and wholeheartedly, I live for the heavenly King and His eternal kingdom, not earth's temporal cultures and societies, flags or governments. To be righteous? I will not live to be righteous, He has made me righteous, evident or not. I understand the importance of knowing I am righteous by His work alone. If I don't have His righteousness and peace with Him through Christ, then I have nothing. Nothing but religious striving. I choose to live from His righteousness, I know it transforms me the more I understand this. I have received the gift of righteousness, and no matter what I do or don't do, I am righteous right now. To be valued? I will not live to be loved, I am loved by Him as much as He loves Jesus, and that is all that really matters. John 17:23. I will not live to be important, or significant, He has given me importance, and significance, no matter what I do or do not do. I will not live to be valued, He has given me value already, and said I am worth the blood of Jesus, I am of value to my Father. To be powerful? Many chase money, knowledge or positions of authority, so that they can feel powerful, the power to be the head and not the tail. However, there is a power that comes from God that is much more powerful. It is the power of love and faith. It is called the anointing, the living water, and it can do much more than money, knowledge, or authority. Its work is eternal. Money and knowledge work will perish with this earth. Love and faith's work will continue forever. The real power is faith, hope, and love. One person and God is a majority, so I will have faith in God. With my prayers I can change nations, move mountains, affect eternity. I will not use power to lord over anyone else, only to serve, for I am a servant of all, rather than a master of people. To be perfect I do not live to be perfect, to remove every flaw before I reach out, like a monk hidden away in a room for a lifetime. If I wait until I am perfect I will never reach out, and love is only about reaching out. Yes, like everyone else, the biggest room in my life is the room for improvement. We are all broken people reaching out to broken people. Therefore I will not live to hide my sin, rather I will exalt His goodness and lift Him higher, not me higher. Yes, I purify myself. Yes, I pursue the high call, but I realize I am not completing salvation. I have already been made perfect in Christ and glorified with His glory, whether it is evident or not in this life. Therefore I will not live in the endless cycle of forever chasing my tail, cleaning up my old life, like Lazarus cleaning his death clothes. Rather I will throw it off, consider myself dead to this world and alive to Christ. The glory of I. In short, I do not live for the glory of I, so that I can look after number one, while multitudes around me suffer. I do not live for this life, the cares, the riches, the pleasures, the fears. I am secure and right with God, so I do not pursue that either. I am not under a law of sin and death. I have freedom in Christ to be truly free from performance and earning peace and right standing with Him. Because I am free, and loved and valued by my Heavenly Father, the internal frustrations and restlessnesses of my heart have been satisfied, the pressure to make myself right with God is gone. Therefore I can let go of trying to be something. Because I am free and loved, and valued by my Creator and God, I will live for Him, with Him, and through Him forever. It is my turn. For thousands of years, generations have come and generations have gone, now it's my generation, it is my turn to be alive. I was not born to have a meaningless life, thinking that I might as well just get a good paying profession, buy a house, have 2.4 kids and then grow old and die. I was not born to just procreate and keep the generations ticking over, pointlessly and without purpose. I was not born to just eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow I die. I have come to earth for such a short time, what waste if I am made less than I ought be, by objects that sparkle and grab my desires. My life is but a vapor, that appears for a moment then vanishes. Therefore I will set my face like a flint, to serve the purpose of God while I am alive. Affecting eternity daily, seeking and saving those who are lost, going about doing good and destroying the works of the enemy. I want to give my life for something that will last forever, and that is people. So I seek to hear the word from God and obey it. I will live for others. I will live for Him, to set others free. There is an urgency, for the blind are leading the blind and they are all falling in the ditch. Because He loves me and His love is shed abroad in my heart, I love them. My heart of hearts yearns to open the eyes of the blind, set at liberty those who are oppressed, proclaim liberty to the captives and that good news to the needy. This is also why He has anointed me. I will remember that like all other children of God, I am in full-time ministry right now. Therefore I will love those whom I can reach. My highest call is to love and serve, to hear His promptings, trust and obey. This is my true path, and He is all about people. I do not live to make the poor rich, rather to make those poor in God rich in God. My job is not to make the poor, middle class and the middle class, rich. Sure, my job is look after basic needs, but my main job is eternal things, not temporal matters. My job is to reconcile hearts to God. I value all equally. Because I am a new creation and joined into His life, His love compels me and constrains me, His compassion motivates me. Because I see with His eyes, and reach out with His heart, I value everybody equally. Everyone is precious, even if they are an evil, murdering, cruel and destructive person, so hell-bent they are void of any love or goodness. Yes, they are equally precious to one who is clean, lovely and nice, who is the example of a beautiful soul, constructive, wise, godly, loving and giving. To God each is equally precious, each was paid for in full and it cost God the blood of Jesus. I will live to give him his reward. I live to give him what he paid for all to be saved, whole, healed, full of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Everyone that perishes, Jesus suffered in vain for them. Will we be the generation that lets everyone go to hell, because we are on the, it's all about me, trip? He has chosen me to be part of the answer, his hands and his feet. To be untamable by this life, not satisfied, not compromised, mediocre or contained, not drunk on success or drunk on obtaining stuff. I will love. I will not be a salesman for Jesus, demonstrating love. I will not show love, trying to sell the idea of love. I will love, I will actually love people, truly love them, and because he is in me, I actually do love people. If I can't see it, I just have to remove the dung that has got my attention, things that are polluting my motives or making me ineffective. I do love and I will love, and not just in word but also in power. Setting people free with his provision, power and resources. I am called. I am called by my Father, I am called to be about my Father's business, he is the Most High, he has enlisted me as both his child and his soldier. A soldier does not concern himself with the cares of this life, so I set myself free from lesser things. I know having things is not bad, they are only bad when they have me, controlling my heart, when they have become my master and not my servant. I know making them my treasure makes them my idol, so I will ensure they are not my claim to fame, my value, or my treasure. If I allow them to remain an idol then they become an enemy of my true purpose. I will work from rest. I do not strive to be saved, rather I strive to enter his rest, and realize he has finished salvation and my only job is to believe, receive, then love and serve. Working to stay saved is no difference than working to be saved. He has saved me, Jesus was enough, what could I ever do to be saved anyway, either Jesus was enough or I am doomed, so I put all my trust in him and him alone. I rest in his work, not my earning. If I try and save myself it will just fill me with fear, bondage and religion. So I rest in knowing I am okay with God right now, I let go of all earning, and cast it away as errant religion. He is my treasure. People are not my treasure, they are really God's treasure. My real treasure is him, he is my treasure, he is my prize and my reward. He is all I want and all I need. Jesus is all I need until Jesus is all I have got. He is my life, my hope, my dream. I love people because I love what he loves and he said they are treasure. I will set myself free wherever my treasure is, there my heart is also. Lord grant me the courage and wisdom to change my treasure, especially if it is fool's gold. I will not be satisfied with temporal treasure, only eternal treasure. Help me not live for vain things, things I will be ashamed about at the end of my time here. Help me not to be taken captive by the lesser things others are chasing. I will change my treasure. What does it look like for me to be able to say, I have arrived, and I have made it? I must take some time and think on that. I know my answer will tell me a lot about my treasure.